Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Najee Harris, who was listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Chiefs, no longer carries an injury designation and will be available for the playoff contest. Miles Sanders doesn't have an injury designation for Sunday's wildcard game against the Buccaneers. Sanders was a limited participant Wednesday and Thursday and a full participant Friday after he spent the final 2 weeks of the regular season recovering from a broken hand. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid ruled Clyde Edwards-Helaire out for Sunday's game against the Steelers. In the NBA, Zach LaVine won't travel with the team ahead of Saturday's game against Boston. LaVine sustained a knee injury in Friday's loss to the Warriors and will undergo an MRI as a precautionary measure Saturday. Now we take a look at some NFL game previews as we have two wildcard matchups on this Saturday. The Raiders are in Cincinnati taking on the Bengals. The Raiders are 5.5-point underdogs and the total set at 49. Kickoff is at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Last week's completely unnecessary win over the Chargers did allow the Raiders to duck the Kansas City Chiefs in the wildcard round. Darren Waller did get a chance to shake off some rust in that game, though. And if he's close to 100% healthy, again, Derek Carr has a better chance of keeping up with Joe Burrow. The Bengals gave a bunch of key personnel the week off in their finale, but not playing at all has been the only thing that could slow Burrow down here in the stretch. He fired up nearly 1,000 passing yards with an 8-0 touchdown interception ratio, 78.8% completion rate, and 11.4 yards per attempt in his final two games, helping Ja'Marr Chase to the best rookie season by a receiver in the modern era. Since he has plenty of weapons too, but if Vegas can't disrupt the Burrow-Chase connection, they're probably done. The Raiders haven't won a playoff game since their Super Bowl appearance in 2002, while the Bengals have managed 7 consecutive one-and-dones since their last win in a postseason contest in 1991. There's also the Patriots-Buffalo game taking place at 8:15 Eastern tonight. The Patriots are 4-point underdogs and the total set at 44. Round 3 of this AFC East rivalry comes as the Patriots won in Buffalo in Week 13 before the Bills returned the favor in Foxborough in Week 16. That might make the home team a bit nervous here, but New England's victory and the infamous 3 pass attempts for Mac Jones game came in brutal weather conditions that won't be repeated Saturday and leveling the playing field for both offenses. Jones did look a bit more like a rookie down the stretch, throwing as many interceptions in the last 4 games, 5, as he did in the 10 games prior, which could certainly encourage Bill Belichick to take the ball out of his hands again. The Pats are built to go far as their running game, and the defense will take them, which should mean a big workload for Damian Harris. The Bills also feature an elite defense, perhaps the best in the league this year, and they've also found a rushing attack down the stretch with Devin Singletary, who has popped for 396 scrimmage yards and 6 touchdowns in the last 4 weeks of the season. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.